Some of you might have noticed that I was gone all summer and fall. And only back as of Christmas Eve. I want to tell you about what I did on my recent sabbatical. One of my goals was to practice taking good care of myself. Since our culture talks so much about self-care, I figured it would be easy to dive in. But everything I read or saw or heard made only the same simplistic point. Pamper yourself. Check out a trendy new brunch spot. Get a massage. Go on a cruise. Don't get me wrong. I am pro a little luxury. I always want a pedicure. But when we define self-care so narrowly, it impoverishes us. It does it literally in the sense that most of us can't afford a cash splurge every time we are sad or tired or overwhelmed. And it does it spiritually too, because a nice vacation or yummy treat is not a magic wand that restores connection and understanding. Those things can help, but true caring and compassion require more depth. During my sabbatical, I was able to get in touch with compassion in four ways. One, I took a beginning flame-throwing class where I learned how to make glass beads and marbles. Doing something so finicky and hard for such a small result gave me new appreciation for how much something little can shift everything. Just like the glass rods that bend in the heat to create art, we are capable of change. Incapable of not changing, in fact, when the circumstances around us move. I also spent 2 days a week in the pottery studio, where my resolve to keep up this practice, even when I returned to my busy schedule, seemed to harden like bisque-fired clay, plain and sturdy. Compassion for myself meant knowing I would still need to decompress post-sabbatical, and so I worked to strengthen the habit. While playing with clay, I thought often about how much I love ministry and how much I love you all very deeply. And so I made you bowls to hold our stones for joy and concern. One is at the back of the sanctuary now, and the other we're using for new member joining ceremonies. I just want to tell you that the smooth sides that are yellow represent joy. The textured brown parts symbolize sorrow, and then the blue Fox River runs between. My third learning about compassion took poetic form. I've long been a reader of poetry, but this summer I tried my hand at writing it. I'd like to share two pieces. They're from my forthcoming photo chapbook entitled Foster Family Haiku, which I fully expect will never be published and probably not even completed. Haiku is a Japanese form with three lines of 5, 7, and then 5 syllables. So see if you can count them out. The first poem is called Car Convo. Kind of makes you long for summer, doesn't it? Here it is. Is the rain God's sweat? Theology at age 6. I think God is brown. The next one was inspired by a sign that same kid taped to the wall above my bedside table. It's called No Screaming. You'd think clear signage would cut down the constant noise, but screaming persists. After a few dozen haiku chronicling family hijinks, both the triumphant and the pathetic, I realized, finally, really realized, that everyone in my family is a warrior in their own way. Maybe everyone in everyone's family is a warrior in some way, small or large. Writing poetry helped me look at people differently, with more wow and less judgment. My last compassion-enhancing experience was simply to encourage myself to rest. I had time. I offered myself cups of spicy herbal tea, the occasional afternoon nap, and permission to do the mountain of laundry in 2 afternoons while chatting on the phone, instead of in a rush at midnight while also composing that important email in my mind. I confess, I am back to folding clothes in the middle of the night. But I have not forgotten that sometimes I can't afford not to rest. Sabbatical is a time to learn. But Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen, an early innovator of holistic medicine, she specializes in practicing medicine from the heart, that's how she describes it, and working with patients on her power, on their own power to heal. She says that what is needed most urgently in the whole world is not expertise. It's compassion. I knew having a sabbatical was special. Yet mine was almost over when I understood the nature of the gift, which was getting in touch with my compassion. I'm not sure I can repay it exactly. But I would like to offer the ritual at the end of this service as a gesture of appreciation. Not everyone gets to take a sabbatical. I know that, and I did, and I thank each of you for that gift. My hope is that one of the items on the 4 altars, 2 here and 2 there, might help you to access your own compassion. And so I've picked portable, tangible versions of the 4 ways that I talked about accessing my compassion. At the end are glass beads, glass melts, and compassion melts us, softening and reforming us anew. At this altar are small pieces of pottery. They symbolize that compassion can sometimes take the form of strength and hard resolve. Or you might wish to take a poem. That's the blue altar. There are copies of a short, sweet piece by Sonia Sanchez that uses words that an early reader will know. Poetry connects us to one another, helping us understand and empathize. The very last altar offers you feathers, because compassion asks that we offer ourselves rest and respite. Our service today is designed to run a little short, so that at the end, you may approach the altars without having to hurry. Spaciousness was the most memorable aspect of my sabbatical. Compassion can and should be encouraged, but it can't exactly be scheduled.